Prosperity doesn't trickle down from the top. It's built from the middle out, and it's built from the middle up. Henry Ford understood that 100 years ago when he doubled the pay of all of his workers. Now, of course, the capitalists of his era thought that Henry'd gone a little crazy. But Henry Ford understood that America actually worked best if workers could afford to buy the products they were making.
That was a snippet of Governor O'Malley's final State of the State speech. It was an assessment of his last 7 years as governor and a look forward for Maryland. He spent a lot of time highlighting his successes. State Senator Alan Kittleman, a Republican representing Carroll and Howard counties and running for Howard County Executive, joins us to talk about the speech today. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Oh, no, it's great to be with you, Mary Beth.
Your initial reactions?
I can tell you that sitting in, this is the eighth time I've heard him give the State of the State. I've been there for every one of them. And I can tell you that he tried to make it show that he came in when it was really tough and he's made it really, really good.
But well, I mean, you have to admit that times economically were very tough when he came in.
I think they were tough in the middle of his first term. It wasn't when he first came in. I mean, he spent an awful lot of money. He spent a billion-dollar surplus that Governor Ehrlich left him. He spent in the first year. Had he not done that, it might not have been.
Okay, so he started at 2006, right?
Yeah.
So about 2008, it was getting really tight.
That's right. But no, my point being is that the sense I believe in the chamber was kind of underwhelming. It wasn't like, wow, this has been a great governor. We can't believe how much good he's done. I mean, how do you think he got polite applause? And I think there are some good things he's done, but I don't think that anybody in the chamber was just super thrilled with the speech.
I heard a couple of legislators, Democrats and Republicans alike, who commented and seemed to be pleased with the fact that he admitted some failings, particularly when it comes to the healthcare website.
Well, I was glad that he brought it up. I thought it was very interesting, though, that he praised Lieutenant Governor Brown for something else about 2 or 3 minutes before he talked about the healthcare issue and the malpractice of the state in trying to deal with the exchange, but he didn't mention Lieutenant Governor Brown in that part, even though Lieutenant Governor Brown was the person who was spearheading it for him. So I thought that was kind of interesting that he chose not to comment about Lieutenant Governor Brown about that, but again, praising him on something else. But, you know, I didn't hear I'm sorry. I heard that we've made mistakes. And
well,
we didn't
it's rare
job.
That we hear it's rare that we hear anyone in politics say they're sorry. Don't you agree?
I think that's really sad because I think that people in America are very forgiving. And I think that if they would hear it, they would feel much more trust in government. The government was really trying to do what's best for them. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but yes, I'm glad he brought it up, and I'm glad he at least acknowledged that the administration has not done a good job with that.
Senator, when you look at our state now, do you think that it is healthier, that it is stronger since the governor took office?
I think that our state is doing better than it was during the recession. There's no question about that. Whether it's Governor O'Malley's policies could be a question about that. I mean, I think the fact that we are living next to the federal government capital and the fact that we have such tremendous facilities here, such as Fort Meade and NSA and NIH, I think that if we were in the Midwest, we would be in big trouble right now. But that being the case, I mean, we are where we are, and I'm pleased that we're doing better now. And hopefully we'll continue.
You know, I have to ask you about this one thing, because I know you're helping to support a bill to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. And I was wondering if you thought you would hear anything about marijuana from the governor today.
Well, the governor's already come out and said he doesn't support the bills or the talk of a bill for legalization of marijuana. So I wasn't sure if he would say anything or not. The decriminalization bill actually passed the state Senate overwhelmingly last year. Senator Bobby Zirkin is the lead sponsor on that. I've been working with him on it. But it's certainly a bill. The decriminalization bill is designed to allow our police officers, it's really a public safety bill, to allow our police officers to have more time to focus on, you know, very tough crimes, not be stuck in court, at district court, for a case of possession of less than 10 grams of marijuana.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because this is going to be a sort of a hotly debated topic during the session, I think.
I think it will. It will be, yes.
And I was wondering if you were hoping he'd say something about it.
Well, I mean, I wasn't expecting you to say something that would have been good, but I wasn't expecting.
All right. Senator Alan Kittleman, thank you so much for joining us.